Hello, I'm Debbie Russ with the BBC News. Western leaders have joined the French President Emmanuel Macron at services of commemoration for the invasion that launched the battle to free France from Nazi rule. President Trump told a ceremony in Normandy that the men who stormed ashore on nearby Omaha Beach knew they carried on their shoulders the fate of the world.
We are gathered here on freedom's altar, on these shores, on these bluffs, on this day, 75 years ago, 10,000 men shed their blood and thousands sacrificed their lives for their brothers, for their countries, and for the survival of liberty.
The Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said the D-Day landings 75 years ago today were a gamble like the world had never seen before. The British Prime Minister Theresa May paid tribute to a special generation. A court in Germany has handed down a life sentence to the man believed to be the most prolific murderer in the country's post-war history. The former nurse, Niels Hergel, was found guilty of killing 85 patients. Jenny Hill reports from Berlin.
Niels Hergel preyed on the elderly and infirm, administering fatal doses of medication to the people in his care at two hospitals in northern Germany. His apparent motive, a desire to impress colleagues by attempting to resuscitate the patients he'd just attacked. Hergel, who's 42, is already serving a life sentence in connection with the deaths of six patients. It was only after investigators exhumed the remains of others that the true extent of his crimes came to light. Hergel, who yesterday apologised to the relatives of his victims, admitted he'd lost count of the number of people he'd killed.
Jenny Hill reporting. A massive security operation is in place in the Indian city of Amritsar for the 35th anniversary of the Indian Army's deadly assault on the Golden Temple. Thousands of security personnel have been deployed with police at entry and exit points to the city. Here's our South Asia correspondent, Rajini Vaidyanathan.
The Golden Temple in Amritsar is the most sacred and symbolic shrine in Sikhism. In 1984, it became the scene of some of the bloodiest violence the faith has faced, when Indian government forces stormed it in an operation to drive out Sikh separatists. Operation Blue Star, as it was known, was ordered by the then Prime Minister Indira Gandhi. The government said around 400 people were killed, including nearly 90 soldiers. But Sikh groups maintain that the death toll was far higher and included many worshippers. Commemorations for those killed passed off peacefully today.
BBC News.